Welcome to the Motherhood Unshackled podcast. My name is Klaus Carrian, mom and parenting coach. I'm here to guide you to challenge anything that takes away your freedom and makes you less than you could be. I'm here to encourage you to let your problem shift away from the safe problem and instead guide you to face your true self within. Your safe problems are things external of you that keep you distracted from what really matters. Like, my child is the problem. If they didn't have this behavior, things would be great. I wouldn't yell at them, and so on and so forth. As long as you believe that the child is the problem and that they have to be fixed, you are both going to keep suffering. I coach moms to show up mindfully always, especially when their children misbehave. Each week, I bring you a message to guide you on this journey we call parenting. My goal is to guide you to experience a deep, authentic connection with yourself and your child through the beautiful moments and the challenging ones. It's time for heartfelt, joyful, and simple parenting. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Hello and welcome to today's episode. Again, today's going to be a short and sweet one, but we are going to start to look at what we can do, what we need to challenge to feel like that badass, empowered, and successful mom. I'm going to share with you a few things that I have personally done to help me achieve this. One is it has to do with my Sparkle Time Journal. Okay. Every single night I sit down and I look back on my day. What was my intention for today? Right? What was my intention? How did I want to connect with my daughter? Did I do it? Did I not? If not, why not? Why wasn't I able to put in play, like take action on this intention, right? And not just, you know, have it as an intention, right? So the difference between being in motion and in action, right? Did I react to my child today? If so, why? If not, perfect. But it's not just perfect. It's like, okay, what did I do to not react? Oh yeah, I've been doing my self-care consistently for 6 months, right? Oh yeah, I've slept well. Oh yeah, I was made sure that I ate so that I didn't get hangry. Oh yeah, I did all those things. And if it's like, yes, I reacted. Okay, well, why? Okay, yeah, I let my self-care slip. There's this trigger that I didn't process that I need to sit down right now and process or whatever, right? So it's really having this underlying, and I recommend if you haven't gotten it yet, get the Sparkle Time Journal and commit to it for, 90 days and beyond, because that is what, like, the number one tool that has helped me to feel like that badass, successful, empowered mom. Okay. And the theme here is like really asking myself all the time, what worked? What doesn't work? What can I do different next time? The other thing is, I don't do this alone. I don't do this alone. There's, when my clients get triggered, there's a process that I take them through. And what I notice is that the first time I take them through this, it's super like surface level, right? And there's like a set of questions that I ask them to reflect on. And I guide them through those questions. But oftentimes they'll give me, like I said, super superficial answers. So I have to be creative and being like, no, we're not at the root of the issue yet. And to keep asking the questions in different ways or asking different questions so that they're able to really tap into the root of the issue to really shift the thing, right? Because there's a difference between going through the motion and answering the questions and then really answering the questions and figuring out really what is at the root of this trigger. Because until we do that, can't release it. It's going to keep happening until we fully process it. Okay. So I haven't done this work alone for the last, 4 years or more. Actually, the whole time I've been a parent, on and off, I've worked with a coach to help me personally, to help me with all the triggers, to help me with what was keeping me away from being that empowered, badass, successful mom that I desired to be. Not all the time. I like to take time to integrate. So like I'll work with a coach for a period of time, come home, not come home, but take a step back, put into action what I, or continue to put in action what I've learned. And then, the next part of my evolution will either take me to work with that same coach again or with a different coach, right? But that's what it is, like really doing the daily work, what doing the daily reflections of what worked, what didn't work, what can I do different next time in my Sparkle Time journal. And then working with someone because I want to collapse time and I don't want to just surface level this, right? I want to like have someone being like, no, you haven't asked the right questions yet, or no, you haven't gone deep enough, and you're not, this is going to keep happening until you process it fully and release it, right? So there's so much benefit to working with a coach that can help you see the things that you're missing, right? But it takes work. We know that to be a successful business owner, to be a successful at anything, it's the reps that count, right? And to any successful business owner, most likely worked with a business coach. Any successful, hockey player has a coach. So if you desire to come home, to stop working, I say come home, I say stop working because most of us work from home now, but like to finish your workday and then come with your kids, finish your workday feeling like that empowered, successful, badass business owner that you are, or like, whatever you like, awesome in your career. Like you just love it, you feel successful, you're good, you're progressing with it. And then come home and feel that same level of success. Feel that same level of being like that badass, empowered, successful mom. You need to do the work. Okay? So again, this is your invitation to for two things: to start looking at what worked, what didn't work, what can I do different next time. And I've placed it just so beautifully in the Sparkle Time journals to help you do this because it's more than just those three questions, right? And then I recommend you work with someone. Working one-on-one with someone, or even you can get so much transformation through courses. So this is your invitation to work with me on some courses to get a really beautiful holistic approach, holistic view of what is working in your life, what is not working, and where you can shift it. Because oftentimes, I mean, I am really, really good at being looking from your life in that holistic view, and just having a fresh eye really in your environment, being like, well, this is not working, or like, how is this working for you? How is that not working for you? And I can get you to question things that you never even thought to question before, right? Just a different perspective. It's like looking around you at the bottom of the mountain and then looking from the top. You're like, oh yeah, I can see things totally differently now. I can see things that I could not see before, right? And that's what it is. So this is your invitation. Come find me on Instagram. Let me know how this episode resonated with you. And if you desire to tap into the empowered, badass, successful mom vibe and embody that mom that you really truly desire to be, come find me on Instagram and let's talk about how we can work together. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Till next time. If you desire guidance from me every week, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and also follow me on Instagram or TikTok. I want to leave you with this quote: great parenting happens when you start controlling yourself and stop controlling your child. Parenting is more about reparenting yourself as it is about parenting your child. This is a process, this is a journey, and I am here to guide you one connection at a time. Thank you.